This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. Let's start with, before we get to the COVID numbers, the council meeting tonight, there's quite a few things that are on tap. You're talking about fire stations and something that's going to be taking place on the second floor of the Decatur Library infrastructure. Quite a bit to talk about tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of an exciting meeting. We're, you know, doing all the things that city governments do. We're buying new squad cars. Finally, this was for the police department. This was put off right before COVID happened. Police chief came and said, we need, you know, regular time to replace some of these cars. We try not to do them all in 1 year. And we said, well, okay, we're going to hold off and see where we are, you know, once we get this thing wrapped up in a couple of months to make sure that we're not in financial trouble. So we're finally getting six new squad cars that we were supposed to buy a year ago. We're looking at expanding our fiber network, working with the Decatur Public School District, both of us with grant funds to make sure we get fiber run to all the schools, or many of the schools at this point. And then we have, we have a lot going on. We're moving ahead with fire station number 7, which is the one that's at the airport, to build a new one just kind of off Route 36. And what else did you mention? It's like we've got so much happening tonight.
Yeah, state funding. let's just go through it one by one. Okay. What is this makerspace and the Decatur Public Library?
Okay, this is really, it's a very cool project. Richland has something similar, but not the same. It's where if you're an entrepreneur, you want to be able to make something, to create something for a business. You know, the kind of equipment you need is very, very expensive. So it's hard for somebody who's starting out. So it's kind of like an incubator, Brian, with people who can use the same type of machinery. They may not need it all day long every day, but they can try and launch their businesses there to learn how to do things. It is a way to learn new skills. I don't have my arms wrapped completely around it, but it's one of those that you sit back and you go, yeah, I know this is way cool. I'm going to understand it more when it's built. So,
I got you. All right. And then what about fiber infrastructure?
Yeah, the city has a grant to expand our fiber network. And, you know, we began laying this several years ago when Richland hooked up to the state of Illinois' fiber network. And so we started by, when we were building the new police department and some of our other facilities, as we lay pipe, we lay fiber with it. And so we've got like 144 strands of fiber running to city buildings throughout the community. New fire stations are also being hooked up. But this is particularly, the school district is getting its own grant so that they can also access fiber in their schools. So, you know, this is a huge deal because schools obviously more than ever need high capacity for fiber or for broadband, you know, for the speed and capacity.
All right. And I know that there are other things that will be on the council agenda tonight, and we'll have a visit with you tomorrow morning to follow up on some of that. Let's talk a little bit about numbers. I was looking at clearly Friday morning. We won't get the weekend numbers until a little later today. But as of Thursday, heading into Friday, 37 new cases. One person, and we haven't talked about this for a while, died. And the total number of confirmed cases since the beginning of this pandemic, 10,207. The numbers for the region, the numbers for our community across the state, across the United States, across the world right now are getting bad again. And yet I feel like people just don't want to hear that.
Yeah, and people that I've talked to that have not been vaccinated that I fully expected to be on board and really leading the charge have me very concerned because it's not just a hesitancy thing. It's a, no, I'm not doing this right now. I don't understand if it's a matter of trust or if it's this matter of I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm fine, I don't need this, I don't really want it, so I'm going to wait this out a while and see how it goes. Brian, that's what is concerning me. We are seeing it now. Now, high school kids, you know, people under the age of 18 are just now eligible to get, you know, vaccinated, and we have seen some outbreaks in area sports teams. And, you know, if you get it in a high school and the high school kids are playing with other high schools, you know, whether it's soccer or football or whatever, there's a pretty good opportunity for it to spread, especially if it happens to be one of these new strains. I'm hoping that the increase in numbers that we have seen in the last couple of weeks. I'm hoping that that's directly tied to people who got together over Easter or spring break, and that this is kind of not a surge. And so my hope is that this will level off and go back down. But as you said, this is happening all over the place. Michigan's on fire. I mean, just on fire with COVID. It is like, you know, it was in October. And that was a really, really scary time indicator in Macon County. It was a really scary time. You know, our hospitals were filling up. We couldn't get enough help that was not sick. You know, it was terrible. I don't want to go back there. And so I'm urging and begging people, if you are eligible to get a vaccine, please do it, because this is, you know, in October, we didn't have a vaccine. You know, we didn't have much. I don't want to close anything down again. I don't want to go that direction. Nobody does. But, you know, this is a health issue. We've got to be careful.
All right, Mayor. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf with us.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.